Hello and welcome. Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Works with me, Centrea S. Dorsey. And today we have with us Ms. LaJuan B. And Ms. LaJuan, how are you today?
I'm blessed, Centrea. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just rolling with the punches. That's all you can do. So,
right.
So, LaJuan, I met LaJuan actually during a birthday party. One of my associates was hosting her, your daughter?
No, my girlfriend, Crystal.
Your
my
girlfriend.
Daughter's godmom.
Okay. Yeah. Your daughter's godmom. Okay, I knew it had something to do with your daughter. birthday party at their wellness center, which is Serenity, located on Hallford Road. And I was privileged enough to be one of the therapists working with LaJuan on that day. And so out of our conversation, we are here today to share with you what LaJuan does for people and how she could possibly help you. So today I'm going to open the floor up to you, LaJuan. First and foremost, I'd like to just say thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing your time and your passion with us on today.
Thank you, Centrea, for having me. It's my pleasure. And I'm very nervous, but I'm ready.
Okay, no need to be nervous. Everyone, I mean, even seasoned people, we all have our ups and downs when it comes to this. Things do not always go to plan, and that is to actually be expected, and it is okay. So the first thing that I would like for you to do is to let everyone know who you are, who it is that you're representing, and why you chose to represent the people that you are with and how you hope to impact others with the services you are providing.
Okay, well, to start off, I'm 49 years young. Born and raised in Northeast Washington, D.C., in Capitol Hill. I'm happily married to my childhood sweetheart, Marvin Blunt, mother of four, grandmother of a blessing who likes my light, Teller Aubrey. She's four, and I'm the owner and advanced certified travel advisor of Ram Travel Unlimited. Ram Travel Unlimited established in 2014, and it's a travel agency, and we cover all travel aspects, all-inclusive, international travel, cruises, transportation to and from the airport, sports events, you name it, we do it.
Okay. And so what has been your experience so far with those who you've assisted in setting up travel? What kind of reports have you gotten back from the destinations that your clients have chosen?
Well, I get all types of feedback. I get great feedback from my clients. Oh, I can't wait to book with you again, or everyone had a great time, and or the hotel sucked. So I get positive feedback, get negative feedback. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. I can't do much about the hotel, but I can make it easier. If I'm contacted while you guys are at the hotel, I can make things happen. I can't make them happen once you get back, but I can make things happen once you're there. So I get all types of feedback that I learn from for the next time that I book anyone's travel I make sure that I cover those bases that issues had occurred prior to.
Okay. And so, like you said, the biggest thing is remembering if there is an issue is to make it known to you right as it occurs.
Correct. So because that, what I do on my end is
mm-hmm.
go ahead. Because what I do on my end is I contact the WOWU tribal vendor, and I file a complaint. And sometimes my clients will get one night of their hotel stay free, or we get a voucher for the next time they would travel. So they will be accommodated for any mishap that they will have on any trip that they take that I book.
Okay. So, LaJuan, what other services are offered with your company? I know that we talk not only about the travel, but you were giving me information on things for the home. Is that a completely separate entity? Is it connected? Like, what's the association?
Okay, ACN is a separate entity. ACN, I'm an executive team leader. And with ACN, my biggest vendor is Vivint Smart Home Security. Vivint is, it protects your home. You can view your home from your cell phone anywhere in the world. You can let people in the home with a key lock entry. If someone lost their key or you need to let someone in, you can do that from your cell phone. It also comes with a doorbell camera. You can see who's at your door prior to letting them in. And you can see up to like 300 feet from your door of any activity that's going on. Also under ACN, we do wireless cell phones, home phones, internet, solar panels, payment processing, satellite TV, energy, and also technical support. And those are all the entities under ACN's umbrella.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. LaJuan, what is it that you are hoping to ultimately provide your guests with, be it for ACN or for the travel? What is your goal when you offer these services to others?
My goal is, as far as travel, to make travel affordable with low deposits and monthly fees for everyone to partake, and a dream vacation they didn't think possible, and to help them to create lasting memories. As far as ACN, it's a third-party business, so we can give you wholesale discounts. Whereas if you're paying your Pepco bill, it'll be cheaper versus dealing directly through Pepco. So my overall goal is to save anyone and everyone money, because that's what it's all about. Save money in the important things in your life so you can use it for other things. Keep my clients happy and to always send someone to me as a referral because they were pleased with my services.
Okay. So, Ms. And I'll just keep saying Ms. LaJuan, and if there's not that great of an age difference between us, now that you've revealed that.
Right.
So just a habit, so please don't take it in particular kind of way, but it is one of those occupational habits. So what has the, as far as ACN, what is the product or service that you have been the most successful with sharing with others, and why do you think that that product or service has been as successful as it has?
My top product on the ACN is Vivint, and that's because most of everyone lives somewhere, and they want to protect what they have. Vivint can be used on apartment on your door, an apartment complex, your business, and your residential. I know one of my girlfriends, she didn't have Vivint, and she came here one day to bring me a package, and I let her in. I can let her in from my phone. And she was like, oh, my God, how did you do that? And her name is Irene. And I said, oh, with Vivint, I can let you in. And I think within 6 days, she had Vivint. So not so much as word of mouth, but action. I mean, you can actually sit down with someone, and I can show them on my phone all the things that Vivint can do. And it sells itself. Because you want to protect your family, you want to protect your assets in your home. And some of us, and most of us, have kids that loses their keys in school. And you have the option to let them in if they lose their key. So, again, it sells itself. It's a great product. I've had it now, I think, for about 4 years. And I love it.
Okay. So who influenced you to go along this path? Like, I know most of the time we think, oh, this idea popped in our head, but somewhere along the way we came across someone or something that helped to cultivate what we're now doing. So who would you say was your biggest influence?
For
who or what?
Travel?
Travel,
my neighbor, Juanita, she asked me that I want to become a travel agent at this point 7 years ago. And I was like, no, no, I don't have time. I'm doing this. I'm running around. I have 4 kids. So I was always busy. And so I started a new job in 2013. And part of that job was for me to book travel for all the executives and our visiting dean. So I said, well, maybe I could reach out to her and see if I can still become a travel agent that way. I can be certified and do it for my job and get paid both ways. So I reached out to her. I became a travel agent. I didn't inform my job of such at that time. Once I became certified, I went to work, and I showed my boss, hey, I'm certified, I can do travel. And she said, oh, well, now it's a conflict of interest. We can't pay you both ways. And I said, oh, okay. So I, in turn, made it a personal part-time job for myself. ACN was a gentleman named Marco Cooper, whom I met through Tyler's dad, Mike. He was doing something. He was advertising every time you pay a bill, a child is fed. And that line caught me because I'm always looking to give back and do something for someone. So I reached out to him on Facebook, and I was like, what do you mean by every time you pay a bill, a child is fed? So he invited me to an ACN meeting, and I signed up that night. Because all of my clients, I think I had 29 Vivint clients alone. And yes, every time either of us pay a bill, a child is being fed. So that was my motivation with ACN.
Okay. And is that charity with the children, is that continental U.S. or abroad or a combination? Who are who's the target demographic for that?
It's a combination. It's pretty much ran by Ronald McDonald House. It's worldwide, yes.
Okay, cool. So where do you see yourself in either one of these endeavors in the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, as far as travel, in the next 5 years, I plan on being home, running my travel business full time.
In the next 10 years, I plan on having my own travel staff. Mm-hmm. As far as ACN, I plan on being more engaged in more conventions worldwide, as I have not been in the past. So I need to partake in more conventions with them so I can grow my team. I have a team, but I don't have a team directly. So I need to get a team that I know personally and that I can help grow with me.
Okay. And so is that like, is it set up like a traditional multi-level marketing with that? Because you mentioned getting your own team. So is that kind of the concept, like the way Mary Kay is set up, just for something that people would be familiar with?
Well, each business has two sides of it. One, travel has the travel side, and then it has the business side. The business side, yes, like multi-marketing. I can sign someone up, you know, as a travel agent. If they book travel and get paid commission, then yes, I would get a portion of that commission.
Okay.
ACN is ran the same way. I have my client that utilize the products that we sell, and then I also have a team that I can build that can make me pretty much grow as far as my title. But it's like 7 steps to title, so I can just move up the ladder as my team grows. So I'm not really particularly focused on the team aspect. I'm focusing on helping everyone first, save money. If someone decides they want to join, I welcome them. But I don't harass and chase people. You know, I'm not that type.
Right. And I think more and more that is the way people are approaching any type of multi-level marketing position that is available now. You don't see what some people would consider the aggressive marketing as much anymore, because really at the end of the day, like you say, if a person likes what's being offered, then they'll naturally have an interest. There are those, though, have you come across, I know I have in the past, that they have interest, but they do require more information, and then sometimes it can kind of feel like you are basically stepping out of your comfort zone because they come for the questions, like they're hanging around because they have questions. They ask questions, and they're like back and forth. So at this point, it's like, okay, well, let me give them all this information. encountered that? And then, like, how did you handle that type of situation? And for you, what was the outcome?
Yes, I've encountered all different kinds. I encountered kinds, ooh, how much you make doing that? You know, because some people just interested in making money. I've encountered, tell me what you do, because you look like you're doing well for yourself. So I get those kinds. And, yes, I explain the businesses to individuals. And, yes, I've had some that be like, okay, sign me up. I'm going to try what works work. But everything has a cost. It's a startup cost for everything. So, yes, everybody's all excited. Ooh, I'm going to do this. LaJuan doing this. I'm going to get with that, do that. And then, oh, I got to pay something? So the thing is, our mindset, you know, we want to make money, but we don't want to use our money to make the money. And you have to. Nothing's free. You know, but if you consider the amount that you invested and have that confidence in yourself of what you can do with it, then the startup cost will be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to look at your personal ROI. What am I going to get in return when I make this investment? It's what you put in it is what you're going to get out of it. So I basically, if they don't sign up, then they'd still be at in the background looking at, ooh, LaJuan doing this and LaJuan doing that. I put the work in to do it, though.
Right. Yep,
it's
that's
work.
The piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the part that's hard, too, because like you, a lot of the, I don't really, so I am a Mary Kay rep at this time, but I'm
okay.
not a active rep. That's the way I like to say it. I will.
Okay.
Do classes, I will sell products and all of that, but as far as like truly building a team or anything like that, like you said, that for me is a little more passive
okay.
right now, because I understand where I am and what my focus is. As far as what area of my business I'm trying to grow and stabilize. So, but what I don't like about that is, you know, someone maybe looking from the outside like, well, she got that, but she's not doing all that well with that. Well, it's not a matter of am I doing well with that or not, because I'm really a personal use person.
Correct.
You know, does what is necessary when I need a couple extra dollars. You know.
Exactly. Okay.
So really I use it as a tool, as I need. So I really kinda don't like when people ask me, well, how much money can you make in it? How much money do you make in it? Well, I make and I can make whatever I choose to.
Correct.
But I'm not in it. For the quote-unquote career path at this time. So I think sometimes people just have a misconception about what they see in front of them because they're not taking into account the whole picture or the whole story of why the person is there in the first place or what their intention is, because they haven't asked you.
Right.
You know,
which
so,
falls you get and you get back what you put out. It all falls
right.
under those guidelines. And especially with travel, I can book your travel for 2020 and I won't
mm-hmm.
get paid for that trip until you come back. So it's a lot.
Right.
You have to have patience and you have to honestly have love for being a travel agent, because you won't get paid because I booked you today. You book someone tomorrow,
right.
you're not paid tomorrow. So, yeah, that
mm-hmm.
waiting period and you still having to pay monthly dues, it discourages people. It's like, not, just not for me.
Right.
You know, and good, because I'd rather have people under me who's willing to go the distance.
Right. Yeah. And that, and knowing that, and see, that's I love people like you, who allow people to be where they are, and that's what I love about my director. She's like, okay, as long as you're honest with yourself about where you
mm-hmm.
are, that's where I'll work with you at. She's not pushing
yep.
you to be any place other than where you are willing to work to be at that time, because then that's unnecessary
right.
energy that she will be putting out for no reason.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So the best thing you can do, and now we're preaching to that choir, is if you're not ready to climb whatever your career path is, just be honest about it, so that that individual that's looking to mentor you can put their time and efforts into the correct people until you're ready to do something different. Let them go.
Yeah, and they
or free up their
find
time.
Their passion.
Exactly.
Yeah, find their passion.
That's common courtesy.
So yeah.
Yeah.
It's so important to love what you're doing. It's so mm-hmm. important to have a or what you're doing, or don't do it because you're setting yourself up for failure already if you don't have a passion for it.
Right. Exactly. So, but yeah. So I think that was a necessary piece of that conversation that we just went over as far as people,
yep.
you know, because I really just do feel like because so much of the entrepreneurial world right now is centered around so many different forms of network marketing. I won't say MLM, but different forms
okay.
of network marketing in which you have these tiered systems. So you have to work with others. Someone has to train you. Someone has to, like you said, put the time into showing you, okay, if you want to get the most out of this, this is what you need to do. This is the budget that you should probably consider having. So with so many people looking at, oh, I want to start my own business or I want to have this, and some people, unfortunately, was like, oh, I want this side hustle. You know, okay. But what are you going to do with it when you get it?
Yeah, exactly. That's
so,
that's the question.
Right. And then I'm sorry, but if I put out $1,000 or something, even if I find I'm not fully interested in it, I'm going to work until I at least break even.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you
and in doing that, it teaches you that that thing is what it says it is, but it's just not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you need to look at a different thing. So, but LaJuan, I can say just from our interactions, anyone who would come into your presence, who would decide to work with you, would do well and would have the mentorship and the guidance that they would need at a pace that would be conducive if they're willing and open to going through the process correctly.
And
so
I agree.
Yes. So at this time, I want to know, do you have any events coming up that or highlights of anything coming up between the two, or maybe something that you plan that you want people to come out to support or just to transfer knowledge to people?
Well, offhand, I don't have any events planned to
mm-hmm.
discuss the business right now. I fell back on having PBRs, and I need to start back doing that because you just never know who may have an interest.
Mm-hmm.
I do have trips I'm lined up this year in November. I'm going to Cabo. Next year in June, I'm going to on a cruise to Bermuda for my best friend's birthday. And then July, Disney for my granddaughter's birthday. And I think that's about it for next year. And I open all the trips. Yeah, I guess. And I generally open up all the trips to the public. If they decide they want to mm-hmm. go with their family, everyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
okay.
is welcome.
And then
but,
all of
yeah.
these would be at a cost that is, you know, below what the rate the is at that time for that thing, correct?
Correct, yep. Also, we have price match. So if you find
mm-hmm.
the identical booking that I give you
mm-hmm.
somewhere
mm-hmm.
out there in the internet in the world space, and it's $100 cheaper,
we will match it as long as it's apples to apples and oranges to oranges. We will match that price to keep you as a customer. And I also want to let everyone know the difference between booking with a travel agent and going online. If something happens, you can't call them and say, hey, I want some money back. I'm not happy here. I need a change in my flight. You're not called in Travelocity for that. You're not going to get the same person who booked you. Me, you can text, email, or call, and I'm going to help you. Those are the perks of having a personal travel agent.
Okay. So, Luan, what are your points of contact if anyone wanted to get a hold of you for any reason? For any of the things that you've spoken of today, for both entities.
Okay, for ACN, I have a website, smithblunt.acndirect.com. My email address is lawan.smith@msn.com. Phone number is 301-741-1141. With my travel company, my travel name is Ram Travel Unlimited. That's R-E-A-L-M, Travel Unlimited. My website is ramtravelunlimited.com. My email address is ramtravelunlimited@gmail.com. And my phone number, as I stated before, is 301-741-1141.
Okay. And I'll be sure to repost that information. I'll actually take the link that you have for your Facebook page and post that link, because that information will actually be there on her Facebook page, her business Facebook pages, okay? So we will be sure to link that to an updated post for you so we can share that information with everyone that's listening. And I just want to remind everyone, are you a fan of jazz, Ms. Luan?
Jazz music? I am, yes.
Okay. So tonight at Keystone Corner, they have some jazz occurring. Usually starts around 7:30. And then on tomorrow, they actually have like a Blast from the Past tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire there. And then next week, and it is the first week of September, the first Wednesday of each month at Home Slice, you have the Home Slice Jam with Todd Marcus and friends. And that will start promptly at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And that's a jam. So that means that the house set would play the first hour, and then the rest of the time will be open to any other musicians. So those are some things coming up if you have interest in anything musical happening here in Baltimore. We are so blessed with so much talent here, and we truly have some world-renowned talent here. Like, I think we take it for granted sometimes just how much we have available. I was there last night at Keystone, and that actually was a jam. I really was not aware that they truly had, you know, jam sessions there, because I'd only seen the calendar for just, you know, concerts. So it was set up just like it is at Home Slice. The first hour was the house set, which was actually the Baltimore Jazz Collective. And after that, they opened the floor. And there they actually opened the floor to everyone. A lot of these venues don't really cater to singers. But if you are a singer and you want to try your chops,
I think I am, but I'm not really.
Well, if you have a jazz song in mind that you know, you really know,
You can sign up and go ahead up there, and they will play the accompaniment, you know. So that's definitely a spot for singers. If you're looking to get out there and enjoy yourself as well. But like I said, coming up this Wednesday is at Home Slice. And then tonight there is a venue at Keystone again. And then tomorrow is their tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. So just a lot going on in that world. And I'm so proud of everyone. And I got to give a shout out to my husband and his band, the Worthy Brothers Music Group, also known as the Worthy Brothers Trio. They had a fabulous set at Germano's Pantini on the 23rd. So you guys, if you didn't get to come out to that, be sure to keep your eyes open and look out for their next performance there. I will be posting so that you will not have a reason to miss out on it. They did a fabulous job. I will also post some samples from that event once they become available. I just want to say thank you so much again for being on with me today, LaJuan.
You are welcome.
I've learned a lot from you. I look forward to learning more. Jot down some things. If you come across some things that you really want us to know, or changes in travel policies or anything like that.
Okay.
Because for most of these things, you know, just the basics even, sometimes people forget what they need to travel. So if you think of anything, jot it down, get back to me. Let's see where we can go with it so we can keep people informed and positioned to get away, because that's a great way of, you know, maintaining great emotional and mental health. You know, sometimes you just got to get away. Biggest thing, making sure you have your passport. So what does that look like for people who may not have their passport? Let's make sure people know about this before we get off today.
Okay. Passports are needed for international travel.
Okay.
Along with sometimes visa cards are needed for entry into some countries. Each country varies, so all countries don't need a visa to enter. Cruises, not all cruises, even from the U.S., require a passport. Your driver's license and a birth certificate will suffice.
See, that's interesting. I never heard about the visa part for international travel. I was always briefed, or the only thing I had ever been told was, as long as you have your passport, that's what you need. So that's already great additional information that someone may not have known, that you need a passport and a visa. So,
For certain countries would need. But as a personal travel agent, I will inform you of that if that's the case.
Okay. And see, Barony, there you go. There is that advantage.
Booking
with someone one-on-one. Yes. So, again, LaJuan, if you come across anything that you come across, make a note of it, because I would like to have you back so that we can cover those things with all of what's going on politically. We need to make sure that if we leave the country, we can come back in.
Exactly.
And vice versa. If we pay to go out of the country and in for another one, that we can actually get in there. really important stuff. So thank you again, and have a great rest of your week.
You too, and thanks for having me, Centrea, and we will talk offline.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
thanks
you
everyone
so much
for listening in. You're welcome, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode.
All right, thank you, everyone.